Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Since there is so many case studies already published using Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and now second Lord, sixth Lord, tenth Lord, and so on, all the case studies are coming towards you, helping you to ground what is you, as in what is your personality, your Panchanga, and how does it tie into what you will do in the world. Essentially, that's all career is, folks. Don't make a big thing out of it. Doesn't matter what your HR department or your friends or your families or your boss tells you. Career, or whatever you call career, is what you do in the world. It may be anything from arts, fine arts, yoga teacher, gym teacher, anything, music, arts, dance, so on and so forth. But there is a misconception, people don't take this tithi, the thing called the tithi, very seriously. So I'm going to be doing now a series which I'm going to expand more on the concept of tithi and what it means. So here's the introduction. If you've already seen this, skip this part and go to the next one, okay? This is introduction, it'll be common to all the particular podcasts. What is tithi? Tithi is determined by the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart. It remains fixed for life. It doesn't depend what period of life you are in, from birth to death. Each tithi is in the range of 12 degrees. Like you can see the table over there. Okay. So it goes from 0 to 12 Pratipada, Dvitiya is 12 to 24 and so on, in intervals of 12 degrees of angle. Number 2, tithi represents your emotional body, hence requires you to pay great deal of attention even before you go into the study of horoscope, divisional charts and so on. There are a total of 15 tithis, one set for the waxing half cycle of the moon, which is the Shukla, going from new moon to full moon. Shukla means white in Sanskrit. Second half of tithis is going from full moon back to new moon, which is prefixed by Krishna, or black, which is given Krishna because he was dark in color. All remedies, quote unquote, which are done within Vedic astrology are done for tithis, not Karana, Yoga, etc. Keep this in mind. Now, within each tithi, what shall I cover? What will be covered are these 8 points. Element of the tithi and the deity. The ruling deity is the main thing there. You got to understand the energy of the deity. You can do more research now. There is GPT and all the rest of it. Psychic abilities, number 2. What are your psychic abilities? What are your real superpowers? Each one, there is one, okay? Each one has a superpower. We're just uncovering what that is for each tithi. Number 3, how to enhance them. Number 4, what to be wary of. There are always pluses and minuses. This is a realm of duality, so everything will have a plus and a minus. We'll see that. 5, the personality traits of it. How it actualizes in your personality. And the life lessons, what you should be learning from that for this lifetime. The remedy for it, we'll see the remedy part also. And last, we'll see the differences between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of every tithi. For example, there is Pratipada 0 to 12, and there's the in the Shukla part, in the Krishna Paksha part, there's Pratipada from 180 to 168, the minus 12, right? The full moon going towards new moon, that's the separation, okay? So we will see all of this. Let us begin. Now let's begin the study of the fourth tithi, which is called Chaturthi. Chatur means fourth in Sanskrit, which happens when the angular distance between the sun and the moon in your chart is between 36 to 48 degrees, as is shown in the picture over here. The Lord is the wonderful, gorgeous Ganpati, one of my favorites. I made a whole Ganpati Sahasranama translation if you want to go through that in this channel. Okay. Ganpati is the Lord of Jyotish. It is said in Jyotish circles that entire Jyotish was invented on a Chaturthi day. So you see the importance of this. Fearless removal of obstacles and protection. The element and deity is air, Ganesha, the remover of obstacles, also considered Yama, the lord of Dharma. So let's go through the top. Element and deity is water, Yama, the lord of Dharma, and Ganesha, the remover of obstacles. So there's a lot of dharmic energy, also a lot of wisdom. Ganesha is the epitome of all wisdom. Psychic abilities, those born under this particular tithi inherit natural affinity for clearing blockages, whether physical, mental or spiritual. They often possess strong intuition, perceived hidden obstacles before others notice them. So they can see things hidden. Jyotish is the science of discovering things which are hidden. Not just seeing planets or nakshatras, but what's the backdrop? What is your soul come here in this lifetime to achieve? That path, of self-discovery is Jyotish. They have occult sensitivity, able to sense unseen energies and the ability to redirect adversity into strength. That's a very powerful superpower, isn't it? That Chaturthi born people have. Obstacle removal and hidden vision. Ruled by Ganesha. So how to enhance this? Therefore, worship of Ganesha through mantra. Recite Ganpati Sahasranama, folks. I have seen so much of jewels of wisdom buried there. I feel it's not done often enough, even here in India. Give offerings to Ganpati and rituals that clears their karmic path. Also, water rituals, since it's ruled by water as an element, or cleansing ceremonies to align their psychic gifts with purity. There's a very critical connotation there, isn't it? Psychic gifts with purity. Because I see a lot of them come on social media these days. They have psychic gifts, but they haven't purified themselves necessarily. And if you're born on a Chaturthi, it is more dominant. You need to cleanse stuff. Okay? What to be wary of? Their secretive and crafty nature can slide into deceit or manipulation. Look, simply because you have the wisdom or simply because you have the brilliance of the mind doesn't mean you're using it for the right purpose, isn't it? We see that all the time. Everywhere. Let it be people to governments, we see everywhere. They must learn to use their occult power transparently and ethically. Sort of maintain an ethical compass which is so necessary these days in all walks of life, in all fields. Brilliance does not necessarily translate to a good moral ethical compass. We need to learn this. So go to Ganesha, worship Ganesha. Pray to him. Ask to be shown the wisdom. You come on a Chaturthi. How do I use this? That's the self-discovery. Personality-wise, these people are unique, unconventional. These individuals often have a distinct appearance and struggle with unclear desires. How do you clarify this? Because your knowledge is hidden, Chaturthi people. You need to go back to Ganpati. Ask Ganpati. He is very benevolent. He will get you what you need. But you have to ask. They are analytical and tend to write down their goals to gain clarity. Because there is unclearness, Chaturthi born people should avoid starting new ventures as the success may be limited. Again, for starting any task in India, therefore they take Ganpati's blessings. Because something may be obstructed there, you see. Some karma has to be resolved before proceeding further. That's what Ganpati is trying to tell you. Life lesson, accept oneself as is, including imperfections, warts and all. Remedy, journaling and reflecting on goals. Now let me read you some parts in addition or substituting from my notes. Their physical appearance will be very unconventional and different. They will buy clothes, ornaments which stand out, noticeable. Their remedy is to start writing because they are not good at speaking type of communication. They are not good in appearance or talking or eating, etc. Also not clear on what they want, so they need to write down goals to achieve it. Have a goal book, diary of dreams or so on. Now let's look at the differences of Shukla side and the Krishna Paksha side of Chaturthi and see how they play out. So what's the difference between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of this particular tithi? Shukla part says obstacle removal and hidden vision, and Shukla means you are going out into the world, isn't it? The waxing cycle, where the moon is sort of traveling away from the sun, going towards the full moon. So your mind is essentially getting more and more light from the sun, or mind is getting more of the soul energy on it so it can shine in certain way. I feel Ganpati is looking at me from that slide. Okay, all this is happening with his blessing anyway. The tone of Chaturthi in Shukla side is growth oriented, problem solving and intuitive. Psychic inclination, natives carry an innate gift for identifying and clearing blockages, whether mental, spiritual or worldly. They often possess strong intuition and occult sensitivity. Many people in Chaturthi would get into practice of Jyotish or astrology also because of this factor. The knowledge of hidden stuff, that which is not visible to your physical eyes, intuition, occult sensitivity. Their siddhi is removing hurdles or dissolving hurdles to open new hidden pathways. So it's a good energy, you might say, for the soul, people born under these, to discover what this is. That's what the purpose of me sharing all this stuff is, really. Self-discovery in a more conscious way. Function to worship Ganesha, starting endeavors with protection and cleansing rituals. This would help these kinds of things. Mode of operation is constructive and outward, removes obstacles, clarifies vision, stabilizes growth. So Shukla Chaturthi people, I'm guessing, would be a very good astrologers because they are going out and helping people with astrology and understanding. Although I am not born on this particular one, I would guess there are many good astrologers out there who might be. On the other side, going from full moon towards new moon, the waning moon, Krishna Chaturthi, obstacle mastery and karmic cleansing. Tone is one of release orientation, karmic and transformative. Psychic inclination for Krishna Chaturthi is karmic problem solvers, often experiencing difficulties early in life that forge resilience. When do human beings become more resilient? Only something that is forged in the spiritual fire, isn't it? You have to experience some degree of difficulty in the world to really get some kick up your ass and start doing something constructive. Sorry for the usage of that language. Their siddhi is cleansing and the ability to face, release karmic burdens and to help others through crises. So Krishna Chaturthi has an energy of you first go through the fire yourself, learn from the mistakes, get your act together and then teach from that lesson. That is far more powerful than academic teaching, isn't it? Somebody who has experienced that. So basically they should go to Sankasht Chaturthi fasting rituals. Sankasht Chaturthi falls once a month in the Hindu calendar system. You might refer Panchanga calendar. There is an app called Jyotish on, I think it's available in the Play Store. You might download it. It tells you which day is Chaturthi. And that day, and some one particular Chaturthi becomes Sankasht Chaturthi. People run to Ganesha temples in India on that day. So that Sankashti means it is removal of Sankasht, that is difficulties. Ganpati is the Lord of removing all your difficulties which you are finding on your path of removing karma. Okay, obstacle removing sadhanas and karmic austerities. That's what these people should be doing. Releasing and inward going, purging blockages, clearing karmic debts, revealing hidden truths. So these people at Krishna Chaturthi can become more of very powerful intuitive healers, especially if they have got more of, in the natal chart, more of Scorpio going on or more of 12th house going on. You see what I'm saying? Or Scorpio coming in the 6th house, for example. That kind of an energy. And if they are born on Chaturthi. So you got to take a mix and match of this to see where the real path of the individual is going. We are refining ourselves as we go along. So follow me here. First see the Chaturthi, whatever the Tithi is, all the psychic powers there. And then match it with the natal chart and see which ones have got more stronger affinity for actually becoming a healer or a transformer. Not just somebody who comes with a face and a camera on YouTube. Okay, this is far more than that. I'll see you in the next one. Panchami. Take care, be safe.